Hello, Grizzly patrons, and happy weekend to you. I hope that you are doing well. Are you having a good weekend? Let me know what you're up to in the comments. I have been very busy, although I know I haven't been live on my channel for 2 days. It feels like forever. If you guys think it feels like forever, don't worry. It feels like forever to me too. I was live on Thursday, and then I had a members-only stream for the Coburger hearing on Friday. And then yesterday, yeah, I wasn't live. There's so much to explore in Harmony Montgomery's case, specifically with Adam Montgomery and his long rap sheet and just all, there's so many rabbit holes. Okay, so I've been down a couple of those in preparation for this trial. I'm looking forward to this trial. I'm still deciding exactly how I'm going to cover it. You know, will it be a 1 day delay, a couple day delay, or just like a three? I'm still going with maybe the 3 hour or so delay. You know, that we have a late start, so we're going to skip through lunch and everything. We just have to be careful with, you know, what are they going to say? The thing is, you know, shame. They've never found her body. So there's no chance of showing, you know, autopsy photos or talking about graphic things like that. Except, of course, what we read in the probable cause affidavit, which was horrendous. Either way, I'll keep you posted. If you didn't know, jury selection starts on February 6th, and I think it's going to be live streamed. So I really hope so. That's the plan, right? And it will be for the month of February. And also, the judge has made some decisions now. We're going to go over that later in a live stream. I've put the link to the live stream in the description box of this post for you. So I hope to see you there later. But we're going to go over exactly what the judge has decided. One of the things, though, is that, you know, Adam Montgomery and his defense team wanted to have two trials, one for the second degree assault charge and one for the second degree murder charge. But the judge has denied that motion. So thankfully, it's all going to be one trial. And so, you know, now they have to be very specific about what they allowed to talk about and what they not. When, how far back can the abuse allegations go and all of that. So, and I think this whole week, I'm pretty much going to be focused on this case. There's a few other little things, of course, that pop up and, you know, I'm always striving to do all of it. Okay, I want to make videos. I want to go live. I want to make shorts. But, you know, I've only got so much energy in a day. Unfortunately, sucks to be human, man. Wish I just had like unlimited energy and didn't need any sleep. That would be amazing. So because I've got too much to do. So anyway, yes, I will be discussing that later. And also I'm going to be discussing his rap sheet because I'm finding out some interesting things that if I were to speculate, one could speculate that he could be a serial killer. Because if he's, now he's still innocent of proven guilty, but he's accused of murdering Harmony Montgomery. Then he shot a man in the head in 2011, I think it was, but the man survived. But still, he got charged for that. And I mean, there's just so much, actually. We're going to go over it all later, so let me not go over all of it now. Okay, you could be hearing it twice. But the point is, there's also an unsolved murder that Adam Montgomery, and they say maybe some of his relatives, I think it's just Adam Montgomery, but okay, Adam and his relatives could be linked to that. They are the prime suspects in this unsolved murder case. So if so, whoa, and then his ex-girlfriend, or it was actually his girlfriend at the time, Kelsey Small, also overdosed. And that could also just be an overdose. Maybe he's not involved in that. However, when you start looking at the big picture, you're like, damn, how many people has this guy maybe killed? Especially the way that when Harmony died, he just whipped out a, you know, like a duffel bag and put a body in it. So I'm like, whoa, that is like, that behavior just tells you, this guy may have done this before, you know? Sure. So that's what I say. Just pardon me while I'm down all these rabbit holes, okay? I'll bring you all the facts as I can. There's so many documents to go through. There's so much, my head is actually spinning. And if you saw the replay of the members stream, you could see sometimes I get overwhelmed and then I forget things. Forget my bank pen. Forget what Ted Bundy did at the sorority house. Like, come on, man. Come on, brain. Don't be like that. So you'll be happy to know that today I had a lovely walk in the forest, okay, with Mr. Grizzly. We decided to see if Willow might like that because Fury sort of likes it when he comes along in the backpack for a forest walk, okay? I don't know if you guys have ever seen on YouTube this cat called, I think it's called Gary the Cat or something, but this guy takes that cat everywhere with him, like as in snow skiing, on a boat, on a bike, everywhere. So sometimes we like think, what if our cats would like to go on a little walk with us? So anyway, we took Willow with us on a little walk and it did not work out. Last time we took her to the vet, if you remember the story I told you, Yeah, shame. She went number two in the bag and she also puked. So that was a absolute disaster. Wow. And so today, same thing. Same. So she really, really doesn't like it, okay? She doesn't like being in the bag and going on walks. Now we know. Okay, she's not going to be Gary the cat, and that's perfectly fine. She's definitely a house queen, okay? She's a house cat and a queen. And yeah, don't take her on walks. Anyway, so Fury, once again, is helping to bath her, which looks very cute. And that's what's happening here today in this house. Other than that, I see that Sarah Boone has written another letter. So I've got a video to make as well at some point. I'm really focused on the presentation I want to give to you guys later at the live stream, okay? But if and when I can. Yeah, we got to read that Sarah Boone letter. She's up to antics again. That trial has been delayed too. I think they said May, right? Yeah, May 2024. And that's still better than, sure, Coburg is like summer 2025. Oh my word. Okay, so let me stop waffling now. This is like a waffle cast. It's not a podcast, it's a waffle cast. So, and it's called Little Snap Pea. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, so I'm going to get back to work now because I have to. I've got a lot of work ahead of me. And it feels like I just never have enough time. It's one of those cases where it's like, oh my word, no matter how much I dig, I find more and more and more. And it's just a lot, okay? It's a little overwhelming, but I'll be fine. We're going to take it one step at a time. And today will be Adam Montgomery trial prep part 4. So I really look forward to seeing you there. I wish you a wonderful Sunday ahead. I hope that your Sunday is going well without any drama, that it's peaceful. And then I will see you later. Thank you so much for being a patron. I really, really appreciate it. Okay, bye.